Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to the Post-Match Podcast. I'm Chris Pajak, but before we get into my player ratings, we've got the man, the legend, Ross Chanley, with his match reaction.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Men TV. It's match reaction time. Liverpool beat Norwich by 1-0. A couple of things confirmed today. That's 43 unbeaten consecutive games for Liverpool in the Premier League with 25 points clear. He's now confirmed that we'll finish above Manchester United in the league, as if that was ever in doubt anyway. And unlike some other teams in the league, we've now qualified for Champions League football. Fantastic. I've been completely honest, wasn't the most entertaining game, but it didn't need to be. Watching Liverpool right now in the Premier League, especially, is just not stressful anymore. We're so good at being patient, working the play, tiring the opposition teams out. I was quite surprised at Norwich and how they set up. I think first half was a bit dull. I think just kind of cancelled each other out. Norwich, you know, their game plan was obvious of going for the counter-attack, but at some point they need to go and get some points on the board. You know, they're currently on 18 points in the league, 7 points behind 19th place, and they've got some tough games coming up. I thought at some point in that game they would have gone for it, but, you know, as I mentioned, it's picky poison, Liverpool. You know, if they did go for it, they could have got spanked, but they sat back, and even when we scored, I think their heads just kind of dropped. As for us, I think it's encouraging performance, the fact that, you know, especially after a winter break, we've had so many, you know, summer breaks, or, you know, we go away to Dubai and stuff like that. We come back and we're always kind of, you know, slow to kind of pick up the pace. But today I thought, you know, particularly with two changes, Ox out wide left and now we're Keita back in the team, I thought it was just dead sound. Again, as like I said, we took our time. Some good performances in there. Alisson Becker, probably one of the standouts for me, that save. You know, I've seen a couple of people on Twitter just said it was dead easy. I mean, no, it wasn't. It was fucking marvellous. And again, he had other opportunities where, you know, where Norwich were very limited. But, you know, he gets all the ball, he keeps hold of it, and he keeps things calm right at the back. Naby Keita is another one. Mixed opinions on Twitter on him as well. I thought he was actually really good. I thought it was an encouraging performance from him. You know, he's someone who's got the tenacity. He wants to win the ball back. He's high in the press. That's his game. That's what we've seen him do at Leipzig before. And we've seen glimpses of it. Okay, not as consistent as we would have liked. But, you know, and he takes chances as well. I've seen him getting slated because he was giving the ball away at times. But he tries to do things that other players just won't simply do. And if he's got three or four people around him, ideally against Norwich, who were playing six or more at the back for most of that game, he kind of looks to kind of break them down. He skipped past the three or four players, you know, and he looks to get other people into play. Sadio Mane is obviously going to be the standout player because he has 20 touches and he scores the winning goal. But it's just a position where Liverpool are up to now. You know, we've got everyone back fit. Firing, you know, we can bring the likes of Fabinho and Sadio Mane off the bench. What a position that is to be in the current state, and with 12 games to go, it's only going to get better for Liverpool Football Club. Those players there that either didn't start won't feel aggrieved, but, you know, there's healthy competitiveness within that squad, and they'll go and push themselves. Those ones that they did start, like Oxlade Chamberlain, I don't think he was terrible, but, you know, he's going to be pushing for a place week in, week out, and I just think it's all good for Liverpool. I said it wasn't the best performance in the world, but I don't know what you guys think. Let me know in the comments below, and Tom will get some questions and stuff at the end. It's just not stressful. Like, beginning of the season, it was like, we need to win this game, we need to win that game, we need to get points on the ball, we need to stay at the top of the pack. And then as the gaps got bigger, at no point in that game was I worried. Norwich had the chances and stuff like that, but, you know, pretty comfortable. And it's not an arrogance. I think it's just, having watched this side, we know what they're capable of doing. You know, as I said, expecting Norwich to come out a bit more. They did try in parts, but I think defensively, I thought we were pretty sound. You know, with the conditions of the game we mentioned with the wind and stuff, and I think you kind of saw it in some phases of the play where the ball was going up high and it was it was hung up and stuff like that. But, you know, Todd Cantwell is a bright player. You know, we've got injection of pace. He's got the skill to go past people. He showed it a few times. But he wasn't lying down on the floor. He did that quite easily. But, you know, Trent had to cope with that as well. And as Trent going forward as well, he was dangerous. But I think Liverpool just kept them pretty quiet. Timo Pukki had a couple of shots, a tame shot outside of the box, which Alisson gathered and dealt with well. But, you know, you got Virgil van Dijk bearing down on you, and you look up and you've got Alisson to try and beat you. What's he supposed to do? Just hit and hope was the best of it, really. And as I mentioned, you know, Sadio Mane just popped up with the winner. He kind of copied what Bobby Firmino did in the first half, but he just went one better and actually scored a goal. Some lovely touches, Liverpool playing some long balls again. But calculated balls, not what Sam Allardyce would have you believe. And we just punished Norwich. We mix up our play. We keep the opposition guessing. And ultimately, they were punished. So I'm very happy. You know, another 3 points on the board. The football is back. We get to see the Reds play football, which we've dearly missed. And, you know, we kept people fit, firing. Bit another confidence boost ahead of Atletico in midweek. And just 5 more wins needed before we win the Premier League. Tom.
Yeah, just a couple of comments. Just Chillin says that was a champion's performance today. Not pretty at times, but kept going.
No, but how many times we said that this season that we haven't played great? And I think as a position as a Liverpool fan, you know, as I said before, if we're not playing great, we're not the gung ho, what Klopp called it, was, you know, rock and roll football, wherever it was, heavy metal football. Sorry, we don't need to do that. It's fine, as I said, you know, at some point Liverpool kind of size up what Norwich are going to do, you know, 10, 15 minutes, okay, you're going to play counter-attacking football. We'll just pass it round you. At some point, you have to come out and try and get the ball off us, and we're so confident in our own ability to stay calm and string a load of passes together. I think there was a phase of play where it was loads of passes. I think Manny nearly scored off the back of it. I've just gone, we'll just take our time. We've done this week in, week out before to better teams. And at Norwich, you know, you can say that the 20th in the league table, and they're on 18 points. I don't think they were that bad today, to be honest. And I know we weren't great, but we're just so controlled in what we do now, and you just think, you know, it's just good, isn't it? You know, with Norwich, I don't really feel sorry for them, being completely honest. I think there's some point they have to take risks. Before we did the build-up to this game, look at some of the fixtures that they've actually got, and I think obviously us, they've just played, they've got like Leicester, Tottenham, and a couple of others where you think actually you need to start playing some football. But, you know, I said before, if they took some more gambles, they would have got punished, so who cares about them?
And just to finish it off, Scouse Adventures says, always tough playing the bottom teams. They are fighting for their lives down there. No surprises for me. 5 seasons ago, we would have lost that game and the next 3.
Yeah, well, yeah, a couple of seasons ago, I think we would have capitulated, you're right. But it's just, that's why it's surprising why they're so far down. It's not just the fighting for their lives, but I think teams up the game when they play Liverpool. Norwich have already beaten Man City so far this season. And you kind of think, well, you can beat Man City, you know, as they're not on their own standards previous season, Manchester City, but they're not a crap team by any standard. So, but Norwich haven't kept that up week in, week out against other teams, so you can see why they're getting punished and stuff like that. So they will take some positives about that game of, you know, just a 1-0 loss to Liverpool. But, you know, you compare that to what other teams have done against us, and you kind of think, well, it's inevitable you're going to get beat these days.
Then you've got me player ratings. Hello, welcome to the Redmen TV. It is player ratings. Liverpool beating Norwich by 1-0. I'm going to start with the goalkeeper. I'm going to start with Alisson Becker. Excuse me. Blooming fizzy drinks right before you go live. Probably not the best idea I've had. So, Alisson Becker in goal. Probably an 8 out of 10 for Alisson today. His save probably warrants a 9, but I've literally just watched the press conference with Klopp saying it was offside, and I remembered that actually I thought it was offside as well, so we're discounting that save now because it wouldn't have counted. It was a flipping top class save again, wasn't it? I'm running out of words to say about all of these players. So what I will say about him is we saw something a little bit different today. The throw to Firmino on the halfway line was absolutely class. And it's not that he can't do that. He does make great throws, but it was just brilliant, wasn't it? And I really loved that. And the save, I mean, it's filthy. It's just filthy. And it's brilliant. And it's everything that we expect from the best goalkeeper in the world. So on to Trent Alexander-Arnold. He had a Trent Alexander-Arnold style game. I thought he was better second half than first. Obviously,
pings that one across for Bobby Firmino, doesn't he? That was probably one of the best chances of the entire game, if not the best chance of the entire game, thinking about it. His set piece delivery was okay, was good. Van Dijk probably should have had a penalty, I think, from one of the corners. But Trent's probably a 7.5 out of 10, maybe something like that. I think Joe probably a 7 out of 10. Didn't have too much to do. When he was called into action again, he did everything. Again, just brilliantly, just as we've come to expect from him. Virgil probably maybe a 7.5 out of 10. You know, probably a few more nicer long balls than Joe Gomez. But again, you know, in a defensive sense, neither of them were really worked too hard. Andy Robertson, I'd probably go quite a first 20 for him. But probably, I think it was 4 chances he created down that left-hand side. One of those balls in went right across Roberto Firmino was absolutely outstanding. And he looked better when Mane came on. And we've talked about that on the build-up show, I think. Or certainly someone was talking about it this week and saying how they thought Robertson's form may have dipped slightly just because Sadio Mane wasn't in front of him. And when Mane came on, Robbo seemed to get much more involved in the game again. So I'll probably go 7.5 out of 10 for him. Then you're looking at Jordan Henderson. I'm going 8 out of 10 for Hendo today. When he was playing the 6, he was good. When he moved into the 8, he really grabbed the game by the scruff of the neck for me. I don't know whether it was because we just had more of the ball and you could see him a little bit more. Didn't have quite as many defensive responsibilities. But yeah, 8 out of 10 for him. Naby Keita, probably go 7.5 out of 10. I don't know why I've gone so many 7.5s. Yeah, I'd probably go 7.5 out of 10 for Naby. Again, I mentioned on my match reaction, I thought he was really good with the ball at his feet. But when he gets to that final third, he loses the ball a little bit more and it's a little bit more noticeable. But again, he worked hard to win the ball back. Gino Wijnaldum was probably of the three midfielders. Excuse me, he was probably the one who was least involved in it again. And again, I have to say, I notice more of what Wijnaldum does when I'm in the stadium. And I'm conscious that a lot of his work is done off the ball, you know, closing down players and stopping, you know, huge holes of space appearing around your side and stuff. But from what I saw from the television angle, I'd probably go maybe a 6 out of 10, 6.5 out of 10, which isn't a bad game. I rate like Footy Manager, I think 6 is standard. 6.5 out of 10 probably for Wijnaldum then. Then over on that right-hand side, Mo Salah worked hard through the entire game again. It's a tough one to rate him, actually. Let me know your ratings for Mo Salah in the comments section. I'll probably go 7.5 again. Bobby Firmino maybe an 8. I really liked his performance and his touch and everything about him and how hard he worked and how deep he was dropping at times. There was times when he was picking the ball up and winning tackles at the left-back position and then he was bombing on him, being the furthest player forward. And, you know, again, we've come to expect that from Firmino, but it shouldn't be taken for granted how difficult that is for what he does as well and what he does for the team. And Oxlade-Chamberlain, probably a 7 out of 10 for him. I like him on that left-hand side. I do. I like him cutting in, but you know, when you bring Mane on, you see the difference between the two, don't you? And I do prefer Ox in the centre of the park. So, Mane, for me, I know he only had like 20 touches or something like that in the game, but he was a 10 out of 10 performance. But he was only on the pitch for 30 minutes. So I'll give him a 9 out of 10 of my man of the match. Fabinho, this is really hard. 7 out of 10 for Fabinho, maybe. And then James Milner, I don't know, give him a 6 out of 10. That's what you come on as. You get a 6 when you come on the field. He didn't do anything wrong. Wasn't massively involved in the game. And of course, you've got a little segment from the RedmenTV.com's Instant Match Reaction where I am joined by Ross Chanley to discuss this game. The full 10-minute plus version is over on the RedmenTV.com. If you've got that £5 a month subscription, you will be able to listen to that as of now. Thank you very much. Enjoy the clip. Even with a potentially poor, and I've air quotations there for anyone who's listening to this, a potentially poor game from Keita, he was probably one of our most impactful players. It's just that he does lose the ball a bit, but I think Klopp understands that and probably is comfortable for him to do it in those areas of the field because He doesn't play like that in the defensive third. He's a lot more safe, but he starts trying things when he gets further up.
Yeah, it's quite ironic, actually, because I think we say Naby Keita, one of the things he said to me, I thought we saw two sides to his game. One was tenacity in the press, which we've seen before at Leipzig, and, you know, harrying the defenders in midfield, joining with Jordan Henderson in winning the ball back, and, you know, just being possessed of wanting to win the ball back. I thought that was really good side to his game. But also, like, when you see Naby Keita, when you think of a close ball control, doing step overs, going past a few people, well, then he's ideal for Norwich. Mm. A low block side that we've already mentioned, are playing six at the back, or at least for most of that game. I think it was in the first half, a couple of step overs and in tight space, and he had 3-4 plays. He kind of skipped past them and nearly got through. But Liverpool passed the ball around, and there's people that go, okay, do something. And then the player that does do something then gets slammed for giving the ball away. Well, you've got to try something at some point. And that's part of his game, is being able to unlock a pass, a through ball, something like that, which you've mentioned. Someone's got to take that risk, and it's him. You can't criticise him, because what else is he supposed to do? Do what Jordan Henderson does. Play it safe, play it sideways. And at some point, you've got to say, go for it. And I think he does that. I think he brings that attacking style of play, which I don't think Henderson and Genie have. Because I don't think that's what they're supposed to do.
I think the thing for me, right, with the Naby Keita stuff is, kind of what you said before about Norwich, it's like you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, if you're him in that situation, because you want someone to play the ball through, and he's trying it and it's not come off. Well, who else is trying to play the ball through? Do you want Wijnaldum playing those type of balls? Probably not. It's probably not his game as much as it is Naby Keita's. And then couple that with the fact that, although he's been here a long time now, he's had that injury thing, we know about it. He's coming back from another one again. He's not played a lot of football. He plays on the right-hand side of the midfield to start the game. He plays on the left-hand side of the midfield to end the game. He's got Salah in front of him for one half. He's got Oxlade-Chamberlain for a bit of a half, second half. And then he's got Sadio Mane. So everything around him is changing as well. So it makes his job even harder. So I'm just like, you know what? As long as Liverpool, and I think a lot of Liverpool fans are like this, to be fair, and Twitter's not the right barometer of it, Ross, but a lot of Liverpool fans are just like, we fucking won the game, man. Yeah. That's fine. We've won again. He's involved in that. And he'll get a Premier League winners' medal, and he'll deserve one, because he's been a big part of big games for us over the course of the season.
We will see you next time on the Redmen TV. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.